Well, 2014 was certainly a busy year for publishers here in South Africa, with a number of journalists, academics and economists writing books examining the society we live in from various angles.
Our Land, Our Rent, Our Jobs is one of the latest works to hit the shelves, and it examines an alternative to tax as a means to create more wealth and much-needed jobs. Co-author Stephen Manches joins us now in studio. Thanks so much, Stephen, for your time today. So you've co-authored the book. Take us through the rationale and what triggered the need for material like this to be published in the first place.
Well, of course, this is preceded by The Trial of Chalkat Lamini, which we wrote in 1990. So we've been thinking along these lines for a long, long time. And we foresaw, after the very successful constitutional negotiations, that we'd have these kind of problems. And we explained the principles of rental collection in that book, but we never really went into the how. We rather thought the ANC would pick up the ball and run with it. To us, it was a no-brainer, especially given the importance of the land issue here. And we believe that collection of land rentals is going to be it's going to be an indispensable part of solving the land problem. It's not the only element, of course, but it's when the people of South Africa understand that we've moved over to a system where their land is yielding their rental. In other words, we're not talking about nationalization of land, but the Constitution says that the land of South Africa belongs to the people of South Africa and all who live in it. And so our idea is that this phenomenon of rent, it's not a theory, it's a fact, it's a phenomenon, it exists. We just have to collect it instead of taxation.
So Stephen, I mean, you touched on a number of political hot potatoes in the book: job creation, nationalization, land reform. Tell us what you're actually proposing. Is it to do away with taxes entirely and just to gain revenue from land rental?
In principle, yes. We've got detailed proposals for phasing in and so on, and there'll be legacy taxes, but we don't need to go into the detail of that. In essence, yes, most taxes would be replaced by land rentals.
We're talking about corporate and personal taxes here.
Yes, yes, yes. Without going to the detail, but it's perhaps important to understand what rent is, what we mean by rent, and really the definition we like. It's not common in the textbooks nowadays, but quite simply it's the difference between what you can produce on the least productive piece of land in use and all others, assuming equal inputs of labor and capital. And it's reflected in land prices.
Practically speaking, you know, how easy a feat would this actually be? What are some of the challenges to putting this into play?
I think everybody's got to understand it. It's not something that Nhlanhla Nene can introduce in the next year's budget. We have to have a national conversation about it. And I believe that we could change the national mood. And I believe that if the nation puts its mind to something like we did in 2010, we can do it. Because it's going to be a positive solution to what is, as you say, a political hot potato. It's the tsunamis approaching us of, you know, angry land and angry jobless. Those are the issues that I think we need to address. And the problem with taxation, not just here but all over the world, is that it hopelessly undercollects rentals from prime sites, and it hopelessly overcollects from marginal sites. Now, with only 16% of our surface area arable, vast areas of our land are inherently marginal. They simply cannot sustain any taxation whatsoever, because the principle of rental collection is that you collect from the locational advantages of your prime sites and your marginal sites, where capital will go if it can get its hurdle, risk-adjusted hurdle rate of return, and we've shown all of that in detail in the diagrams and so on. Of course, it's been economic activity since 1994 has virtually been obliterated in those areas, because we had tax harmonization. We eliminated all the homeland's tax breaks that they had had, and people argue that that was artificial and it was all the wrong reasons, etc. But more important, we went from a situation where we had GST 4% widely evaded to a very efficient VAT, and then we put up petrol tax and other indirect taxes, and that killed economic activity outside of the metropolitan areas.
Stephen, I can understand how this would work for the mining industry, which occupies productive land. How about other sectors? So if you look at perhaps the financial services sector, the services sector, or sectors that rely more on intellectual capital and don't really need to use productive land at all, how do they get taxed?
Well, the funny thing is they do, if you're talking about the financial services industry. Certainly the banks are...
Or rather, how do they pay rent?
Well, they're on the prime sites. I mean, let's just get back to the differential in land values. You know, out in Pofada, a few years ago, you could get a hectare for 400 rand. And in Sandton, we're talking about maybe 40,000 rand a square meter. Mm. That is a differential of 1 million times. That's what we mean when we say the present tax system undercollects from prime sites. So rentals would be pretty hefty. And one gets an idea of land values in these areas, you know, with the public infrastructure, the Howe train that went through there, and these magnificent buildings that are sprouting up like mushrooms all around the Howe train stations.
To what extent, Stephen, would you have to consider a possible wealth erosion effect on the flip side?
I really don't see that. For us, the immediate effect would be the resumption of economic activity in the areas, in the marginal areas. In the prime areas, don't forget, as the way we have expressed this is that if you're paying a land rental, mm-hmm. and let's just assume we've gone over to the system in its full simplicity and entirety, then you pay that rental which is market-based. And all the profit over and above that goes to the bottom line. In other words, your marginal tax rate is zero. So it does have a very incentivizing effect on production on your prime sites as well as your marginal sites.
And Stephen, how do you plan to take this conversation forward? So now you've written the book, it's published, it's been a long time in the making. How do we move this conversation forward and get government perhaps to take a listen to it?
Well, we'll certainly offer to present to all the political parties. We have sent our ideas into Treasury from time to time, and we'll do that again. But certainly we aim to present to all the major parties.
Well, we're leaving the conversation there with you for today. Thanks so much, Stephen, for having joined us in studio today.
Thank you for having me.
That's co-author of the book, Our Land, Our Rent, Our Jobs, Stephen Manches.